This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
I now have Arshan Parsi from Iranian Railroad for Queer Refugees on the line. Welcome to Orange Ribbon once again, Arshan.
Thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Now, let's update us on Iranian Railroad for Queer Refugees. Exactly what is it your organization is striving to do?
My organization is helping to promote human rights, especially for Iranian queer refugees. And wherever it's possible. And we are working on more than 488 cases right now. And the majority of them are in Turkey. And I just came back from Turkey a couple of hours ago. And we are trying to help them to get their refugee status and coming to safe countries like Canada, US, and Australia and some European countries.
I read that your headquarters are in Toronto. And you have offices Yes. in the Netherlands. Any other countries that you're based in at the moment?
Right now, we are operating all our activities from Toronto office, and we have some contact person in other countries, but everything will be managed from the Toronto office. And recently, we launched a couple of new projects. One of them is NICHA, Network of Iranian HIV, Iranian Queer HIV AIDS.
Okay.
And we are promoting, we give them some information about safe sex, and the other project that we have is Iran People Act, that is mostly creating a network between parents, friends of LGBTs, and everything, is based in Toronto, but we have volunteers all around the world.
I suppose HIV education is very important because there won't be any in Iran, will there?
Yes, it is. There is no queer-friendly resources in Parsi, and we noticed that, the people, lack of information about safe sex is lead them to a serious issue. And we decided to give them and provide a very open and direct question and answer in Farsi regarding safe sex and how they have to prevent HIV and AIDS, and in order to provide them more support and give them knowledge. Because we believe knowledge plus self-confidence means, the long, healthy life, even with HIV positive.
Right. Tell us what happens in Iran if you're found to be part of the community.
What happens is, it depends on which city they live and which family they are, and which police, for example, get involved. And because in Iran there is no unique situation, everybody is their own boss and they can do whatever they want. We have some cases that, families dishonor people, or there is some cases that, honor killing involved. We have some people that, they came out for their parents and they're fine. We have some cases that they are executed. So there is different situation, and we decided to look at these issues on the basis of, the individual basis. And it's very different from each other. But most of them, the common issue is that they don't have any protection, and the state cannot protect them as well. And however, the government blame them, and they are, victims.
Yeah. So it's a really sad situation in Iran. So it's really important for your organization to help these people get out and set up a life somewhere in the world.
Yeah, our mission is, to advance human rights for Iranian queer asylum seekers or refugees and increase public awareness of their plight, and to provide, continued support to them where and when it's required. And it is very difficult, and they are suffering, despite the financial issues and lack of support. They need very emotional support because they are very vulnerable cases.
Yes.
And they need attention, and it takes time. I just came back from Turkey. Regularly, I'm going to Turkey to meet them in order to not only dealing with the UNHCR office and lobbying about their cases, but also provide them emotional support that, I am following your cases and you're not abandoned.
Tell us, Arshan, how can the population of the world, not just Australia, because our show goes all over the world. How can we help you, your organization, to help these people? How can we contact you? How can we support you?
We have a website, irqr.net, and it is our global organization, worldwide organization office, and everybody are welcome to visit our online and virtual office over there. And, it depends. Some people would like to contribute financially and help us to pray, to give money, financial aid to refugees who are in need for their daily basics, needs, or, for example, health or rent and et cetera, Some people would like to, if they cannot afford any financial ability to donate themselves, we have some cases that they, through fundraising events, for example, for their families and friends, and they can send us money. Then we have some cases that they are working with their government and, promoting our organization and contacting their local organization, LGBT organization, in order to get some sort of support. There is a variety of things that people can do. Just they can send us an email and we will, and just bring their suggestion. We will try to work it out.
So basically, if you Google IRQR, you'll find the website, and you'll also find Ashram Parsi's website as well, and you can read up everything about the organization. Tell us, what are you doing for New Year in Toronto?
New Year, for me, is just changing the calendar. Every day it's the same, and we are working on the people cases, and they have different needs. And but always in the New Year, I repeat my New Year resolution, that which is continuing my support and helping those people who are really need, and try my best to not forget those people who are looking forward for their future and they have just hope right now. And
Excellent.
This is my responsibility to help them. And that is my New Year resolution, which is very, charitable. And I wish all of, people in the world, they add some of on their New Year resolutions that, help other people and think about other people, especially right now that it's New Year. I have, at least about 400-something of our cases are far from their families. They cannot celebrate this New Year with each other, and they are alone in their home, and they need some, special attention. So I know New Year is a happy time, and it should be a happy time, but at least, a couple of minutes we can think about those people who doesn't have this happiness.
Exactly. Okay. Well, I would like to wish you a happy New Year, Ashram, and thank you very much for coming back on Orange Ribbon.
Thank you so much, and happy New Year to all Australians.
Thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.